The fishermen are coming to Charles Green's, and so it said. We're going to Dungarvan, you must go one day ahead. And Bruce will go along with you with his wagon and his team. For to haul the boat and luggage through to the Dungarvan stream. It was early the next morning, just at the dawn of day. We launched our boats, our paddles drew, we soon got underway. To go as far as Porter's Cove, about 9 miles down the stream, where Bruce agreed to meet us with his wagon and his team. According to agreement, Bold Elliott met us there. We loaded up our wagon for the road we did prepare. We bound our stuff on carefully to the best of our skill, for we knew there'd be hard hauling going up Bill Porter's hill. We worked our way up Porter's hill and got on level ground. I'm sure there were 10 miles or more you could see all around. You could see the city of Boystown with its steeples built so high. The theater on the portage all with a naked eye. The night we reached Dungarvan, the stream was very low. The horses, they were weary, and we could no further go. We built a fire large and high to camp there for the night. But the Dungarvan Hooper was the terror of the night. There was beasts of all descriptions, the bear and kangaroo, the wildcat, wolf, and Indian devil, the moose and caribou, the wolverine and porcupine, the skunk, they don't smell right. But the Dungarvan Hooper was the terror of the night. For when this monster, he came forth, the rest did disappear. And believe me, my good people, it did banish all our fear. It left us but the one to fight, and we felt very sure that we could beat any hooper that was on Dungarvan shore. We fought like valiant heroes until the dawn of day. And when he saw that he was beat, he was forced to run away. As he was going to leave us, he gave one long last wail. And I saw him knock down little trees by the wagon of his tail. It was the next morning early, just at the break of day. Poor Scott was taken with the cramps, those words I heard him say. My side and back and arms does ache, my arms and legs are sore. Some thought he strained his muscles in the fight the night before. Now come all you salmon poachers who hide along the shore. Keep one eye always open and look out for Robert Orr. For if you don't, you may repent, and that'll be fine. quite soon. He will capture you and your canoe like he done Tommy Moon. Now when we reached the settlement, the news was no surprise to see that we were so deceived by Tom's infernal lies. He told us that the stream was full of salmon, grilled and trout, but he never said with net and spear he was up and fished them out. So now my song is ended, and I wish no man no ill. And I hope next year we'll all appear and gather at Burnt Hill. And may the flies be very few and scarce around the place, but not so bad as when Tom had to put shoe black on his face.